Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Patty Conklin and Vanessa Hall, MD, bringing you our wonderful show of Making Sense. And yeah, we're going to make sense today. Vanessa is going to interview me about my story. And
yes.
So from this point on, I'm going to remove myself out of co-host and be guest and push to Vanessa to be host. And, you know, a lot of you have probably heard my story. Some of you haven't. And so I'll just let Vanessa take it where she wants to go. So have it away, my friend.
Oh, this is a great treat. So so just a little background. Patty and I have known each other for 20-plus years. We lived in the same neighborhood, got to be friends, did radio show back way back in the day together. We did some video stuff, and I've always been fascinated by her story and the things that she's accomplished. She's helped me with some of my clients and done amazing things, and so, you know, I wanted people to just hear her story and be as amazed as I am, because it's just not often you hear something like this. So Pat, you know, my understanding, you correct me if I'm wrong, you were born with special sight, let's just say. It was just normal to you when you were a kid. You know, you probably thought everybody could, quote, see like you saw the world. Tell me about that, and when did you realize that something was going on?
Yeah, I really didn't understand that people saw differently. I mean, I was in my own little world. Even though I had family and so forth, there wasn't a lot of communication there. My brother, my older brother, was an incredibly quiet guy. But I can so clearly remember being out in the woods with him. We had a trap run. We were very poor. And so we would go out every day to check the traps. And I remember him walking through ahead of me, and I heard a tree talking. And I stopped, and I squatted down, and I listened to the tree talk. And it was wondrous. It was just amazing. I was 3 years old, and this tree's talking to me, and not that I understood what it was saying, but it was murmuring, and it was murmuring in a way that just felt very soothing. I remember looking over at him, and he just kind of had a shotgun in his arms, you know, cradled, and just standing there patiently, waiting for me to finish talking to the tree. Apparently, that was not the first time that I had done it. But we always had a problem, because where I grew up, we had quicksand. And so when we were out on the trails, we had a couple of on our trap line. And so I would have to sit down on a log and scoot my butt across, because I couldn't see the tree good enough to kind of go over it, right? And so I'd have to sit on my butt and kind of feel my way across. And to me, that was natural. I mean, I was always amazed when we'd get to the quicksand and he'd just walk across the log, right? skinny little log, you just pop across it. And I had to make a big production of sitting on my butt and going across it. And but I couldn't see it. And I just figured that I was incapable of seeing the quicksand or seeing the log or, you know, whatever. I just really made it about me not being good enough. And so life went on, and I, oh, Lord, it wasn't until I was 21 or so that I met Carl Sagan from CSETI, astrophysicist at Cornell. And I met him, and he and I would, you know, go to a corner and start talking. And he just kept saying to me, you do not see the world the way we see it. I'm like, of course you do. You know, it's all the particles, and the particles are changing every minute. And we talk about color, and it's like, yeah, I would know something was blue or green or brown or black or blue, but I could never tell you the shade. Like, I had no idea there were varying shades of those colors because my world was in black and white and gray. So imagine if you're looking at a television and the cable goes out and you get snow, but you can see, you know, the characters a little bit behind the snow if it's still running. That's my world 24/7. And I had no clue that other people didn't see it that way. I remember when I sold my house down where we were neighbors, and Dave and Missy were coming through the house, and Dave's like, I love that window. So I'm like, what window? And it was part of my remodeling that a window was put in, but because the contractor hadn't pointed it out, I couldn't see it. I didn't know it was there. So we got me a 6-foot ladder, and I climbed up it, and I felt, and I'm like, oh, wow, there's a window there. And as soon as I felt it, then I could see it. Huh. So yeah, life has always been about that. I think you and I have gotten into discussions before about a color of something. And I know that, you know, you know my sons well. But I'd get ready to come out and do a show or something, and they're like, you know, if I walked out and they said, oh, you look beautiful, I knew I matched. And if I walked out the door and they're like, oh, Mama, you're so pretty, I'm like, I match. And then there would be a fight between them, and then one of them would finally give in and go pick out an outfit for me, and you know, I'd change my clothes, and, you know, So for me, understanding at 21 that I was seeing the world differently, I didn't believe it until I was 28. And 28, I finally got tested. And this will crack. I think I've told you this story. If not, you'll crack up again because it's funny. So I was driving through Muskegon, Michigan, and I got a message from Father to stop and go inside this building. Well, it was a psychiatric center. I'm like, what? And so he's like, I want you to go in. They will help you understand why you're different. And so I went in, and the head nurse comes out, and she looks at me, and she's like, can I help you? And I'm like, yeah. I want to find out why I'm so different. You know, Psych 101, they always think they're different, right? And she said, okay, so why did you stop here? And I said, because God told me to. Like, so too, right? God always, you know, getting messages from God or beings or whatever. And her eyes.
You belong here. Come right in.
Yeah, I mean, her eyes were just dancing, Vanessa. They were just dancing, and you could just read her mind. Oh, have I got a live one here? It's like I fit all the parameters. And so I went in, and I talked a little bit with the head psychiatrist, and he said, I don't know why you're not schizophrenic, but I'm pretty sure you're not, so I'm going to let you stay. Okay. And he's like, I want you to, you know, in the morning we're going to do an IQ test and some other tests. And I'm like, okay. So I went in. They put me in with a woman who saw cats everywhere and heard them meowing underneath her bed. And she was having a good time with them. And I just kind of laid there and let the night pass. The next morning, we did an IQ test. And then that afternoon, we did brainwave recordings. And we did a series of brainwaves. And he came back in, and he's like, I'd like to run those again. And I'm like, okay. So they ran the brainwaves again. And then he came back, and he's like, I would like to talk to a few of my colleagues tonight and kind of get their opinion of what's going on. And I'm like, okay. And he said, I'll see you in the morning. So when I was sitting in his office waiting for him to come in, and he came in, and he sat down, and he looked straight at me, and he said, the reason you think you're different is because you are. I'm like, okay. And he said, you've got a genius IQ. You've got Einstein's IQ. You're brilliant. You're brilliant. To the extent where we would almost classify you as, a, back in the day, an idiot savant. Today we just call it savants, but as an idiot savant. And I'm like, okay. And he said, your brainwave is so incredibly fast. It's off the charts. And he said, that's why you're seeing the world in particles, is because your brainwave is so fast. And because you've had it since you were born, you're able to make sense out of what it is that you're seeing. And I'm like, okay. And so, you know, we talked, I know we've talked about in other shows, you know, my anxiety, you know, with new people or new places. When I'm not at work, if I'm at work, I'm fine. But if it's social and personal time, I just severe anxiety, the isolatory nature, the other things that are very much in line with a savant. It's just that my specific skill set is not something that they would typically see as a savant, which is the ability to read particles. Weird, huh?
Well, I always knew you were weird.
And they did let me go, by the way. they let me go after he and I had that conversation. But,
yeah.
But it was intriguing. It really was.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is fascinating. And I knew some of that story. I didn't know all of it. So basically, it sounded like the doctor said, since you popped out of the womb seeing the world this way, it was normal. And you didn't have to, you know, go from regular seeing to this and then try to figure it out. It was just the way it was. I mean, it's like being an only child. That's just the way life was. Or being in a family with, you know, 10 siblings. I mean, that's just normal for you.
I think the fortunate thing for me in their discussion among colleagues in labeling more of a savant, with savants you don't attempt to integrate them that much into the real world, right? Because they're so brilliant in their areas. They are beyond brilliant. And so I'm a functional savant. I mean, I can drive and so forth. But, you know, you've probably lost count of times of how many times you've had to tell me my clothes are inside out, or, you know, I'm just being spastic, or I'm dropping food everywhere and I'm not aware of it. I mean,
well, yes. So, but, you know, I have to say, I've gone on rounds at the hospital with my shirt inside out, so you're not alone there.
It's horrible.
I know, especially when the nurse pulls you aside and you've been there for half an hour and it's like, your shirt's on inside out.
Doctor,
like, okay, thanks for letting me know 30 minutes later. So now, when did you understand that you had an ability to see energy and emotions in people?
Well, I had always seen it. Did you know what it was? Yeah. I mean, I could see somebody thinking, you know, oh, gee, here comes here comes Susie. I really don't want to see her. I really don't want to talk to her. And then out of her mouth would be, oh, hi, Susie. How you doing today? And I could see that conflict in bodies. I didn't really understand what it was. When I was seven, we'll kind of pop back to seven, was the first time that I received what I considered to be a visitation from God. And even though I didn't know God, I had never been to church, you know, that wasn't part of our family network, I went and I was in my bedroom, and this beautiful white mist started coming through the wall. And I remember falling to my knees, not because I was scared, but it was the most serene feeling, and it just felt like it was the right thing to do. And I was told three things. I was told that 38 to 42 would be my greatest growth years, that 42 to 62 would be my greatest contribution to humanity, and I could come home then if I wanted. But the purpose of my walk would be to teach people to become insubstantial without transitioning. And even though I was precocious as a seven-year-old, I had no idea what that meant. And right before my 38th birthday, a couple of months before, I had a dream. And I dreamt that I was on a train. I was director of Canine Companions for Independence. My life work up until that point had been nonprofit. And I had this dream, and I was on a train, and there were three couples with three identical children, boys. And all of a sudden, they were seeing all sorts of paranormal stuff, and they were freaking out. And I'm like, no, it's normal, it's okay, it's no big deal. And all of a sudden, and they were trying to get off the train, but the train wouldn't stop. And this beautiful white horse came galloping up next to the train, and one of the men decided he was going to jump from the train onto the horse and go get help. And I kept telling him not to. But when he did, it's like the stallion, the white stallion, just went right down into a bog. The train stopped. Everybody was gone. And I turned around, and there was Jesus and Mother Mary. And Jesus and Mother Mary are not two people that I normally see. And Jesus looked at me, and he said, the time has come. You can either get off this train and continue to live life the way you are, or you can begin the work that our Father has asked you to do, but it will encompass your entire life. And the train was completely stopped because the train was off the track. And I said, I'll stay on the train. And the train righted itself on the tracks. And 2 months later, I had a visitation from Father, and he said, we were in Altamont Springs, Florida, and he said, I want you to take your children and move to Hartwell, Georgia, and fully begin walking the path I asked you to walk as a child. And within 10 minutes, I'm calling my boss in Santa Rosa, California. I'm like, hey, it's March 23rd. I'm resigning effective July 15th. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm moving to Hartwell, Georgia. And he's like, where's that? And I said, don't have a clue. Got to look at it on the map. But that's where I'm going, and been doing it ever since.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, I mean, it's not like you go to school for this, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, how did you, so you moved the kids, boys, and you started doing what? I mean, what do you even do? How did you navigate that? I mean, I went to medical school when I got out. I didn't know what I was doing. I had to hire a consultant to help me figure it out. So
yeah.
I don't think there's a consultant for what you do.
Yeah. I had, about a month before that dream, I saw a hypnotherapy class, a training, in Virginia. And Father said, go take this class. I'm like, hypnotherapy, really? I mean, I'm not interested. I mean, I've been director of all sorts of nonprofits, and you're telling me to go do this woo-woo, you know, hypnotherapy thing. And but I did, because I'm dutiful. And I went. But what was so funny is, okay, I learned the technique. It really opened up my mind, but I would not let anyone hypnotize me. Just no one. But I made it through the weekend. And in Georgia, you can start practicing hypnotherapy with that weekend certification, which is kind of crazy in my mind.
Yeah.
So when we moved to Hartwell, I opened up Hartwell Hypnotherapy Clinic. And so the first person that came in my door as a client, or came in my door the Monday I opened, was the detective in Hartwell. I'm like, oh, great. You know, he introduces himself as Detective so-and-so. And the Hartwell Police Department. And I'm like, okay, well, what can I help you with? And he said, my wife and I have been praying so much. My son stutters. And we have attempted every modality. And we were just talking about maybe we should try hypnotherapy. And all of a sudden, I see your sign. So I would like to bring my son in and see if you can work with him on stuttering. I'm like, sure. So he was my first client. And after one session, the boy stopped stuttering. But what I realized was happening was, even though I was putting him into an altered state, a hypnotic state, and, you know, the languaging, what was happening for me was my body. I could feel my body sending energy out into his brain and rewiring him. That's what I was aware of, even though I was going through my script and so on for the stuttering. And so he told 10 people. The next person in told 10 people. And honestly, within 2 months, it was international. And
wow.
We very quickly, I mean, even though it was still Hartwell hypnotherapy, that next year I had a notice that people had been suggesting that I be put into the International Hypnosis Hall of Fame. And they said what was weird was that they had 5 people write them about me, and they didn't know each other. They just knew of my work. And so, you know, I talked to some people who had already been inducted into the International Hypnosis Hall of Fame, and they're like, you know, don't get all worked up about it. Typically, you have to, like, you know, get your name put in, like, 10 times, and it's rare for a female to put in there. So I went up to their big dinner in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and yada, 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 and all of a sudden, I'm inducted. And I've not really told anyone. So they inducted me that night, first time out, as a female. So,
wow.
So, you know, that was kind of a fun piece, but it very, within 6 months, I was doing what I'm doing now. It
wow.
Kind of slowly moved out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you say that hypnosis was sort of the path for you to practice and understand what you were seeing? And what you were able to do with your energy?
Yeah. I think it really was a process of opening my mind. You know, it wasn't so much about learning the technique, because hypnosis is the only training I've ever taken. Everything I do is mine, and hypnosis was the only training I've ever taken. So, yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back, but yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, what a training ground, you know, to be able to take something that is so unique to you that you don't fully understand, and then be able to take something that is, you know, sort of structured, use it, and then it's guiding you and giving you feedback about what you're really doing with your clients. So, I mean, that was a very, I think, fortuitous thing for you to have chosen hypnosis. So we'll be back after the break, folks. Stay tuned for some more amazing Patty stories.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work, and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, folks, this is Vanessa K. Hall, MD, and I am interviewing Patty Conklin. And just before the break, we were talking about how Patty was drawn to hypnosis, got certified in it, and as soon as she hung out her shingle, basically had this explosion in business and success, and was inducted into the Hypnosis Hall of Fame, and this was all in Hartwell, Georgia, and the hypnosis and doing it, as we were talking about at the break, afforded you an opportunity to see what was going on in you and what you were doing with your energy to help your clients as well as the hypnosis part. And tell me, how did that, what was the next step? What did that lead you to understand and how you changed your practice?
Yeah. I think one of the key clients that really kind of changed things for me as I moved into more of what I'm doing today was a gentleman who had been coming to me for hypnosis because he had a bad back. And he came in like his third visit. He came in, and I had just been putting him through regular hypnosis. I wasn't aware of any energy movement, right? I'm like, okay, well, this one is just pure hypnosis. And so when he sat in the chair, in the recliner, to start the hypnosis session, all of a sudden I was watching a movie. I was watching a movie of his day, and the particles inside his cells made like an 8-millimeter movie, and I'm sitting watching this movie take place in his gut. I'm like, okay, so I'm watching the movie, and I watch it for a few minutes, and I hadn't started the hypnosis, but I'm like, tell me, what happens when you have a day like this where your back's hurting so much? And he says, well, you know, everyone's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. Like, my boss is amazing. Like, my back goes out, and he immediately lets me go in his office and lay down on the couch to, you know, fill out the rest of the day, essentially. But I really can't. I'm not functional. So I lay on his couch, and then I go home, and my wife is just wonderful. She'll make me a meal and bring it to me in bed and just, you know, nurtures me and takes care of me. And what I realized was the back situation, not that he wasn't getting horrible back spasms, but what he was feeling was the attention that he got from being ill. that he wasn't getting the other times when he wasn't ill, when his back wasn't going out. So I immediately stopped, had a discussion with him about that, and, you know, about secondary gain, because that was his secondary gain. Secondary gain was running his day, right?
And so, I've seen that so much.
Yeah, and so I worked with him energetically on letting go of his secondary gain. And I had used ColorWorks. I had developed, God had showed me how to do ColorWorks when I was in my late 20s, and I had both forms of lupus. And doctors were expecting me to die and so forth, and God showed me how to do lupus, and that's how, or ColorWorks, and that's how I healed myself. So I had him do ColorWorks, and back issues immediately stopped. We started talking about setting boundaries and being able to ask for help. And so it really became more of a behavioral shift for him. And so, and I don't remember how I met her, but I met a doctor who was working north of Alpharetta. And she would have me come in, maybe it was through you, I don't remember, Sean Murray. She would have me come in once a month to see her clients that she was having a challenge diagnosing. And so one day a month, 2 days a month, I would drive down into the Alpharetta area from Hartwell and see her clients. And she'd just have a full day of them. And I'd be new, this one needs to be treated with this, and so on. And that was my first introduction into the medical field of working with the doctor side by side and working with her clients. And so, you know, my name just got out there, like, so fast. And, you know, pretty soon celebrities were calling. And you know, and I worked with some of the celebrities. They did a X-File episode based on my life. And I could have gone the celebrity route, right, and been the, you know, medical intuitive to the psychics. Carolyn Mace came out about the same time, so we were both classified as medical intuitives. But I decided the celebrity gig I didn't want. I just didn't want that. And I did Coast to Coast 4 years out. And my sons about murdered me because I think they took, you know, 6,000 phone calls and had to make 8,000 cassettes and cart them to the post office, and they booked me out 3 years solid. And, you know, so I think what's unique about that whole movement in how the business exploded was certainly Coast to Coast, working with the doctor, fine-tuning myself even more. But what was amazing to me is we didn't have to market me. My business has been almost solely on word of mouth. And that has taken me to 65 countries, working with doctors all over the world, working with clients all over the world, you know, being, you know, being in conventions and so forth. So it's kind of when I look at it, because we're coming into 30 years on June 6th for this company. It's amazing to me on how it morphed into, you know, respect, integrity, you know, people. I mean, doctors could call me and go, well, you're bogus and you're this and you're that, and they'd just be so nasty when their client was asking them to talk to me. Like, okay. So they'd call, and they'd be so nasty. And then after they were done calling me every name in the book, I'd say, thank you so much for your opinion. How can I help you? And doctors would come back and say, the reason you were believable is you never got defensive. I was so nasty to you. You never got defensive. You never attempted to explain to me how you did what you did. But dang, you're right. It's like a month later, what you told me was going to happen happened. And like, well, yeah, I mean, that's the way it's meant to be. So, you know, we've gone, you know, we've morphed more, you know, from there to being able to be, to see neurological rebuilds. They only started about 10 years ago, and only on certain people. I'll be talking to them, and I'll see neurons that are broken. And that's a gift that has developed after the first 20 years. and being able to go in there and knit their neurons back together.
Wow.
But
yeah,
really
that, now that's fascinating. And when we come back from the break, let's go deeper into knitting together broken neurons. But, you know, just to, you know, my colleagues, unfortunately, aren't the most open-minded in general, and are huge skeptics. And I have to apologize for them for being such whatevers. But the proof is in the pudding, you know.
Yes.
And I think that that kind of, you know, being able to win them over, just showing them what you could do, I think that's wonderful. And I'm glad that at least some of them came around. So we will be back shortly after the break. Pick up on these knitting together these neurons that are broken.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit PattyConklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's PattyConklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit PattyConklin.com. Scroll down to Remote Healing and book your appointment now. That's Remote Healing at PattyConklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit her store at PattyConklin.com. You'll be glad you did. PattyConklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, folks, we are back. And just before the break, Patty was talking about a new thing over the past 10 years, being able to see broken neurons and help them knit back together. I'm completely fascinated by this. This is something that either you told me about and I don't remember, or I didn't know. So dive into this for us.
Yeah. So about 12 years ago, 11 years ago, John of God, who's now incarcerated, was in Brazil, and he had a casa there, and thousands of people, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people would travel each year to Brazil to see him, and he would incorporate with entities, and he was amazing. I mean, he really was. He could, the first time I saw him, there was a woman who walked up to him, and I could see she had a tumor in her left breast, and he sat her down, touched her, automatically put her into an altered state, and he shoved hemostats up her nose, slammed them in, turned them 180 degrees, and yanked, massaged over the tumor, and pulled them back out of her nose, and there was the tumor. And amazing. But one of the things that happens when you're at this level of energy, and I don't mean it to sound egotistical because it's not, it's when you have this level of energy or capability or whatever that's beyond an everyday thing, almost all of us have addictions of some sort or another. And so it's rare to have a woman, honestly, at this level. They're mostly men, and so they tend to be sexual addicts or alcoholics or drug addicts or whatever to get them when they're not working. Unfortunately for me, I'm a workaholic, and so that's been my addiction is work. So he was ill about 11 years ago, and father had asked me to go down and work on him. And my son, Matt, and I discussed it, and Matt was like, you know, you could do it from here, but you would probably be a little bit better off if you went down there. And so I went down there. He was infuriated that I was there. We had been in working with clients together since 2000. And probably 1,000 a year would go see him, would come see me, you know, back and forth. And so I went down and I worked on him. His organs were failing due to really heavy alcohol addiction and some sexual addiction. So I worked on him for 3 weeks, and I came back literally so sick, so sick. It took my body months to recover, and I remember this whole time grousing at God, saying, you better make this work worthwhile. You better make this worthwhile, because it took so much out of me to get him healthy. And so about maybe 8 months, 10 months later was the first time I saw a strand, a neurological strand in a brain. And I went, whoa, holy crap. And it's like a little spider web that's just kind of wisping, you know, in the wind. And so I realized that there were times that I was seeing these in people. And so I had a phone call from a mom who had twin boys who were 11, and she had a 9-year-old. And the 9-year-old was psychologically just off the rocker. Like, all he could talk about was killing his brothers or killing his parents. And the parents really didn't want to go medication. They wanted to find out what was going on, why he would be so violent at such a young age in a very loving household. And so when I was talking to her, I saw 21 strands. I counted 21 strands on that boy. And so I'm like, well, I mean, I can see these. I don't know what it means necessarily, but do you want to go for it? And she said, absolutely. So the first day that I did this, I was in my Lake Lucerne house near you, and I got into his brain. And so it was a matter of me kind of merging my brain with his brain. And so, you know those little tiny black flies, the gnats? Gnats, but the tiny, tiny black flies. I got inside of his brain, and there were like millions of them in there. And I would systematically pluck one and attach it to the strand and attach another one to the strand. Monotonous, like 23 hours to put one strand back together. So, and any kind of, like, she called the office, and it would just, like, give me an instant beyond migraine. Like, I can't have any connection with family or the person while I'm doing it. It's, you know, it's like a echoing in my brain. So when I got done, I sent her a message, and I said, I'm all done. You know, let me know over the next few days how he's doing. And she called, and she's like, it was amazing. We went to church the Sunday after, you know, 3 or 4 days after I was done. And they were sitting in church, and he looked at her and he said, Mommy, how long have they had a band playing here in church? I said, the band's been playing ever since we started coming here. And he's like, wow, I'd never noticed. And then they were driving home, and a guy was out mowing his lawn. He's like, who's that? And she's like, that's our neighbor. He's lived there since before you were born. And he's like, oh. I don't remember ever seeing him. And that night at dinner, he looked at the family and he said, you know how I've been wanting to kill all of you? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I don't think I want to do that anymore. It was amazing. It was amazing. And so,
wow.
Yeah. And I mean, so everyone who's had a neurological rebuild has just seen these major, major shifts. And
now, I have a question.
Okay.
So you saw these black little gnat thingies in him.
Uh-huh.
Do you see similar things in other people?
Only when I'm in the brain. Only when I'm in the brain. That's
so,
the only way.
But in other people who need rebuilds, you see that same thing?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and it's not every client, you know? And so it's expensive as heck because the first time I did it with that little boy, I'll laugh at myself here on live radio. I got into his brain, and I started working, and I realized I had to go to the bathroom. And, you know, because it was my first one, I realized I couldn't find the bathroom. I wasn't actually Lake Lucerne, it was Jones Mill. I couldn't find my bathroom in my house. And I finally had to call my son, Dan. And I called him. He was at work. And I'm like, hey. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, I need to use the bathroom. And he said, and? I'm like, I don't know where it is. And he's like, I'm like, I'm at the house. So he came from work, got me into the bathroom, let me do my business, made a couple of sandwiches. And for the first five or so, I needed help from him every time. Then I got to the point where I could actually function. So take it away. We'll talk about that.
Wow. Yeah, that's just amazing. So that's how it started, the brain repair. So, folks, we have to take another break, and I can't believe how fast this is going. We'll be back shortly.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit PattyConklin.com and click on Services. That's PattyConklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit PattyConklin.com. That's PattyConklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, PattyConklin.com. That's PattyConklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at PattyConklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Patty was just telling us about her first client, where she got into their brain and helped repair those broken neurons. And one thing that you know, we talked about on the break was just how physically draining and taxing this is. I mean, I know that sometimes you actually get physically ill, basically connecting to people, and so it's a major, major endeavor. Some of your encounters with people. One thing I want people to know is that, and I want you to talk about, is you still do consultations. You train people. You were on a speaking tour for a while, because I remember you going out of town, you know, all the time. And you wrote Colorworks. You talked about Colorworks earlier. Colorworks and your book, those are all still available. So tell us about that. How can people get in touch with you? I can tell you, you know, what I have seen firsthand. You know, I can't explain what Patty does, but seeing is believing, and I've shared patients with her, and you know, and it's been just amazing. So tell folks how they can get in touch with you and get, you know, all the things that you've got that can help them.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's PattyConklin.com, and that's PattyConklin.com. And there's videos everywhere. I mean, there's videos on YouTube. There's videos at the website. The book is God Within, The Day God's Train Stopped, what I talked about earlier, being given the choice. Those are available, Colorworks, allergies, you know, all sorts of MP3s are available. Healing sessions are available. Cellular cleansings, kind of step down from, you know, not from neurological rebuild. So neurological rebuild obviously is in the brain. Cellular cleansings for the body. And it's to get 50 to 60% of all of your emotional storage out at once without you having to remember the memories. Because in my world, in Patty's world, whatever anybody else does, in Patty's world, every disease begins in an emotion. And it's not necessarily a trauma. It could be a behavior. It could be something that slows our energy field down to the point where it's blocked and then disease manifests. And so in order to get the disease, I mean, I really feel that most people reoccur with a cancer or a severe, you know, Crohn's disease or whatever it is, within 5 years because they didn't get the emotional gunk out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were in, you know, therapy and they understand the behavior, but that doesn't remove the emotion from the cell. So cellular cleansings, intensive cellular cleansings, that's where I get sick. And the pushback from you know, holistic practitioners around the world is you don't have to get sick. You could just, you know, throw it in a bowl of, you know, salt water or whatever. And it's like, no, this is totally different. I'm not working in the auric field. I'm working within your individual cells. And that means that when I'm pulling something out, it's tangible, and it's got to have a receptacle, and I'm the receptacle. So I'll go through 48 hours of vomiting, diarrhea, whatever. It's work. It's you know, I'm just in work mode. That's all. So it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah. You'd have to pay me a whole lot to have to endure vomiting. That's like my utmost worst, like, hated thing.
This
is serious work. And
right?
When you are restoring people's energy flow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because everything's locked down, it's mucked down, and whatever area, and that's where the disease manifests. And you're helping to clear that gunk out and restore that natural flow of energy.
Correct.
And, you know, and I'll say, you know, I had a patient shared with you, and she had been sexually abused twice, never got any kind of therapy for it, and refused to do talk therapy. And I was like, you gotta go see Patty. And I will tell you, when she came back to me, it was life-changing for her. life-changing. Her whole world became fresh and new. She lost 30 pounds. She got out of a bad relationship. And the funny thing is, you told her she had a yeast overgrowth in her gut, and I had just gotten a stool test, a comprehensive digestive stool analysis result back that showed she had yeast overgrowth in her gut. And I hadn't told her yet, and you told her before I could. I mean, you know, it's just, it's been an amazing ride, you know?
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of fun. I mean, there's probably some videos of me somewhere on your website
Yeah.
The two of us having fun, chatting about God knows all sorts of things. And it's been great fun. I mean, we just have enjoyed the conversations about, you know, whatever topic, you know, about health and wellness. And, you know, thank you for inviting me to join you again on this show.
I remember when we had the Lake Lucerne show. And this was probably 25 years ago, and we were doing the show downstairs at my house, and we were on film and we were on radio, and we'd sit with a glass of wine and we would just do our show. And I remember one evening, it was absolutely off the charts. We had all male callers that day, and it's so rare to get a male caller to begin with, and we had all male callers that night. And I think it's our synchronicity. I think it's our energies, because we have been doing radio together, or radio or podcast. The Balancing Act with Montel Williams, you appeared on that with me. And, you know, so we've just had this history of, and I got to laugh because, you know, when we first met as neighbors, you kind of looked at me sideways.
I was like, I don't know who this woman is. Like, what is this woo-woo stuff?
And I think it took about 2 years before you finally, like, I give up. Just go ahead and look at me and tell me. And I told you, and your eyes were kind of huge, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you pointed out some things that you couldn't possibly have known and pointed right to the spot. I mean, it blew my mind, you know. It blew Debbie's mind, you know. And, you know, that first sort of weeks after that, we're kind of walking around in this daze, like, what in the world? But, you know, we talked about this a little earlier on a break. There's so much in this world that we can't explain. You know, and even scientists try to explain it, but they can't really tell you how that happened. And I think, you know, folks out there are listening to this and they're saying, what a crock of hooey this is. Well, it's not, folks. Think about it. You know, you can see, and your brain does this or that or the other, but it's like, how does that really work? You know, how is it the whole world was made up of atoms, and atoms are mostly space, yet if I hit you with a bat, doesn't feel like space when it's coming upside your head. You know? I mean, there's just so much we have to explain. Just be open to it, and I'm telling you, you'll just experience more fantastic things, and I am so grateful for everything. I'm grateful for you and the show, and you know, and it's just so much fun, and this time goes by so fast, and so
it does.
We're going to have to close it down, you know? I mean, we could go on for a lot longer, and I mean, I certainly have more stories to tell.
Well, thank you. Thank you for interviewing me today, and folks, next week it's Vanessa's turn, next time she and I are on. So have a great week, folks, and we'll see you soon.